This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Forgotten Sunnahs. Today we're going to talk about something slightly controversial, and that is praying while wearing your shoes. Okay, so first of all, there is no doubt that the Prophet ﷺ would normally pray with his shoes on, and there are numerous authentic narrations that tell us that. For example, in Sahih al-Bukhari, it is mentioned that the companion Anas radiallahu anh was asked if the Prophet ﷺ would pray with his shoes on, and he said yes. In Ibn Majah, the companion Aws says that رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يُصَلِّي فِينَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, I would see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam pray in his shoes. Not only did the Prophet ﷺ himself pray with shoes on, he actually encouraged the other companions to pray while wearing their shoes as well. Narrated in Sunan Abi Dawud, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, خَالِفُ الْيَهُودِ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُصَلُّونَ فِي نِعَالِهِمْ وَخِفَافِهِمْ. He said, differentiate yourself from the Jews because they don't pray while wearing shoes and they don't pray while wearing socks or leather socks. And by the way, this was the norm at that time. People prayed with their shoes on. We have to remember that the masjids back then are not like the masjids that we see today. So now we're used to having nice fancy carpet and beautiful marble and so on and so forth. Back then, the masjid floor was dirt and dust, and yeah, it would get muddy sometimes when it rained. So obviously everyone wore shoes when they were praying in that environment. Another important point that needs to be mentioned is that if we know that we have some impurity on our shoes, then we don't wear our shoes. It is narrated in Sunan Abi Dawud that on one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ was praying, he was leading the companions in prayer, and during the prayer, he took off his shoes and he put them on his left side. The companions, upon seeing that, the whole congregation, they took off their shoes and they put them on their left side. After the prayer, the Prophet ﷺ asked them, he said, why did you do this? And they said, O Messenger of Allah, we saw you doing it, so we did it as well. The Prophet ﷺ then explained to them, he said, the angel Jibril came to me during the prayer and let me know, informed me that I had some filth on my shoes, and that's why he did it. And then he told the companions, he said, so when you come to the masjid, you should check your shoes to see if there's any filth on them. If there is, you should remove it, wipe it off, and then pray. So without a doubt, that was how people prayed back then. That is how the Prophet ﷺ prayed. So yes, it is part of his sunnah, but very, very important disclaimer, and I have to say this, this sunnah should be practiced where normally people would wear shoes. So we don't walk into a masjid with clean carpet with our shoes or our muddy or dirty shoes and we start praying and we say, I'm following the sunnah. Because the norm has now changed. The norm in this case is that people pray without their shoes to keep the carpet or the masjid clean. However, if there's an environment where normally people wear their shoes, so let's say, you know, you find yourself having to pray in a parking lot. In that case, the sunnah is to pray with one's shoes on and not to take one's shoes off. Obviously, as long as we said that a person checks to make sure there's no najasa or filth or impurity on their shoes. So this is one of those sunnahs that can change depending on the environment that one is in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.